We're here at the lovely Phoenix Hotel by the pool. So first I have to make sure that I have the right gentleman, if you'll excuse the expression. So would you identify yourself, please?
I am Nick.
Nick, and are you from some band?
I think I was in the Coral.
I'm with the Coral, I hope. I'm James.
So let's start with something people might not know. Is there really a ferry across the Mersey that in Jerry the Pacemaker song? Is there really a ferry?
There's a ferry, and it goes from Birkenhead to Liverpool.
Have you taken it?
Many a time.
Have you hummed the song?
I've sang it so many times.
I can see where this is going to go.
Pub karaoke.
Have you really?
Weddings.
Weddings?
Yeah. Weddings.
Is he lying?
No. Him and James Bennett do a set. Do a karaoke set in the Punch Bowl pub. Have a Thursday when we're at home and he always sings it.
Is it true that you were the launch band for Delta Sonic, your label, that you literally were the launch band?
Yeah.
So tell us the story about that, because that's really intriguing to me, because a lot of really interesting bands, including you, of course, have, you know, it's become one of the cooler labels.
We were rehearsing in Crash Studios in Liverpool. Our manager had given up on the music industry. We were playing in Crash. He was driving a candy floss van because he'd retired from music, so we used to just drive candy floss van selling candy floss.
Okay, for those of us that are here in good old America, what is candy floss?
You know, like floss.
Oh, cotton candy. Okay. I like candy floss.
Yeah, and
much better name than we have.
Candy floss, yeah. And he came up to just retrieve some old equipment, and he had his white hat on, his white apron with like little dog ears. And he heard us playing. And he liked it. He saw a poster that Ian had made advertising one of our gigs that Ian drew, and then it just went from there. He came in and heard us and liked us, and then he got back into management and set the label up around us.
Okay, so you're still relatively new to my audience, as strange as that sounds, but you've been at it since 96.
Yeah, unofficially, yeah.
So that's a long time. This is like almost 10th anniversary coming out.
Yeah, but we only got signed in 2002. That's when we came out, really. Before that, it was just us hanging around, pracky rooms, getting our sound. It fully came together in 2002.
Tell me the quick history of the band. You were mates in school, right?
Ian and Paul sort of started, the drummer and the bass player. Started in the cellar of my mum and dad's pub they used to play. And then I'd come down and have a go at singing, but I couldn't really sing. And Paul taught me the guitar. And then, like, Bill and Lee were in their class in school and they all started playing together. And then sort of happened, we were practicing. I wasn't in the school, but they let us practice in there. And then Nick started coming. Then I met Nick, so I knew him, his brother, and I knew him before that. Then he started coming down and John was always in there. And then we went over to Liverpool and started playing gigs.
How have audiences reacted to the new songs so far, especially here in America where they haven't heard them?
Most of the people who come to the gigs have got them on import.
They're such fans that...
Yeah, most of them, yeah. But yeah, they're just such... I think the songs are so good, you just start moving to them anyway when you hear them live. They're not the kind of songs where they have to grow on you, they're quite instant, it's quite an instant album.
They've had a better reception than we got after the second one when we first come out, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know, not that they're still good songs, but these are more instant live, I think. So people have just read the review and it was saying the fans are giving as much of an applause for the new songs as they are for the old ones, so.
Well, and I hope you take this the right way, but now that you know what I do, I mean, I got in the morning, they rushed it to me, I listened to it. It's 2 minutes and 32 seconds of unabashed pop. It does not get any poppier than that, which in my book, by the way, is about as good as it gets. But it is not what any of the current British Invasion guitar bands are playing by any stretch of anyone's imagination. It is so completely different.
The album usually we go, it's either two extremes with us. If we like do a pop song, because we all love pop music, we like it to be just, there's no point in hiding behind it, a good pop song's amazing. Or if we do a song where it freaks out and it's dark, just do that to the extreme. And the album's like that, really. It's probably the two sides of us captured.
So you just kind of go for it and devil may care.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
if you're going to do something, you may as well go all the way and do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands who rely on scenes and the hype of scenes, so that, and it gets you loads of fans that way, but I don't think it stands the test of time, a lot of that kind of music.
I think a lot of bands are afraid to make a mistake, but they'd, you know, or step outside of their field of what the, you know, their fans, they think their fans like or whatever. But, you know, I don't think any other band would have released Night Freaks when they were in the position that we were. You know, not saying they should or they shouldn't, but I think we're the only band who'd do anything like that. That's why we're different.
Am I right that you're doing Glastonbury this year?
Yeah, next week.
Who are you on stage with?
Just the band.
Just you?
Just us.
There's no one else?
No one else.
You're not before anyone?
There's no one else worth seeing. There's no one else worth seeing but the Carol.
So I'm listening to Come Home, and I heard Beatles and Kinks, but I also, in all that pop, I heard some psychedelic in there. Did I hear some psychedelic in there?
I think you might have.
You think so?
Yeah.
Was that due to the Invisible Invasion getting into my head?
Electroshock therapy. It hasn't reached that point in America where the radio is dominated by big record companies, like it is in America. They own the airwaves, don't they? They almost do in England, but DJs still have a little bit of discretion. But there's big weight.
But it is, isn't it kind of strange that you can sell, you know, that many records over there? And then, the reason I say it's strange is because, you know, some of those British Invasion bands, you know, I mean, and some of them were not very good. I'm not saying Herman's Hermits was a bad band, but they weren't exactly a great band.
It was loads of shit, yeah.
But then, you know, Herman's Hermits were doing that, and the Kinks were banned from America, so.
Okay, the other difference between there and here is that our tabloid newspapers are for the news, and you have the NME.
Yeah, I mean, like, but people in America, in England as well, you get higher in the charts if people buy your albums. It's off airplay in America, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And people listen to the press loads more in England, I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There's no, like, cool in America, I don't think. I think it's just people either, if they get a chance to hear you, they either like you or you don't.
Well, I mean, so they proclaimed you, as they do many, the best new band in England at that moment in time. But what I'd like to hear is I'd like to hear the other side, the most outrageous thing, truthful or otherwise, that the NME or another magazine has written about you. Do you really think they can really make or break a band in England?
Yeah. But, well, it depends how far the band's prepared to go. If the press don't like it, I've seen a few bands go under because of the press in England.
And Stereophonics were the biggest band in England.
Yeah.
And I've never read one good review for them ever.
Mojo gave, I think, the latest album like a 6.
Yeah, I've read loads of good reviews of the Super Fairy Animals, and they haven't sold a quarter of the records. That people, in the end, radio is the biggest power in England. So it's just whether people get the chance to hear your tunes and connect to them or not, really is the biggest thing. If you're like an indie noise band, you'd probably rely on the NME more or whatever, but don't know, I don't think they really... If you think about it, they sell 60,000 or something like that. And how many people are they in Britain alone? There's a lot more than that, so I don't think they matter too much.
So there is really, but there is a new British invasion in the States, and only the strong are going to survive, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's the people who are like it more. It doesn't necessarily mean you're the best. It means you're the most ambitious to be.
Yeah, I mean, and you...
Like business ambition to really... really hit it off in the
States. It is about the public relations and what you're willing to do, isn't it?
Most of my favourite, now in the modern world, if you're really, really good, you're not, I don't think you're going to be massive. Unless
so,
you hone that thing down, like.
I can't think of anyone who I like in the last 10 years from Britain who was a massive band in America.
So who do you like that's gotten gypped? Let's go there just out of curiosity. Who's gotten gypped? Who's
Beta Band, yeah.
Beta Band, okay. Who else?
White Stripes are amazing, but they're American.
Anything strange happened at a gig so far on this tour that's just been kind of like, this is really odd and I can't believe somebody did that?
Someone threw the wooden leg on stage.
Someone threw a wooden leg on stage?
I played percussion with it.
How did it work? Did it give a good sound?
Yeah.
It did?
Put a bit of reverb on the leg.
A little bit of reverb?
Yeah, a bit of slap back on the leg.
Did you give it back?
No.
So you kept it for the tour? Here's what we're gonna do. We call it a musical sandwich. I want you to pick two Carl's tunes, and then I want you to pick a pile of music from other bands, from wherever you want. They can be anything you want. We're gonna put them in between.
Don't Think You're the First. And
love that song.
Late Afternoon.
Okay, so do you want to start the bidding with some tunes in between? Anything you want.
Slip Inside This House, 13th Floor Elevators.
You can do a few and then he can do a few.
Lion Thief by the Beta Band. Tired Eyes by Neil Young.
Okay, your turn, and you get to think of some more. We got 40 minutes to fill here.
You Came, You Saw, You Conquered by the Ronettes.
Go ahead.
Spoon by Can.
Spoon by Can. Just re-released those, just remastered all those.
Yeah, yeah. Moonlight on Vermont, Captain Beefheart. Can we just play anything here? Yeah?
Anything!
The Way Young Lovers Do by Van Morrison.
I love it. Okay.
The Hall of Mirrors by Kraftwerk.
Strange Fruit, Billie Holiday.
Very nice. Okay, a couple of more and then we'll have a really nifty set here.
So What by Miles Davis.
Concrete Jungle by Bob Marley.
I can find it, I'm sure. Bob Marley, okay, come on, give me a rockin' one to rock out with. Don't leave me with Bob Marley.
Chuck Berry, Downbound Train.
Yeah. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
That'll work?
I love that, yeah.
Excellent, cheers.